Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi, it's Stella speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm needing help real bad. I'm a senior and I'm on disability.
Okay. Do you need assistance with what?
I need, well, I can walk and everything, but I just need somebody that can come in and that does light housekeeping and laundry
Sure.
and doing errands.
Got it. We can for sure assist you. Do you have Medicaid?
Yes, I do.
You do have Medicaid. Do you have your Medicaid ID?
I got it. I got all that. Let me give you the number.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm on my disability. I'll give you the red, white, and blue one.
Yeah. It should be like an 8-digit number.
Okay, let me get that.
Can you hold on a second?
Yes.
Thank you. Hi, sorry for the wait. Okay, did you get your Medicaid ID?
Yes, I did. And I'm going to give you both the Medicare health insurance.
I don't need the
It.
Medicare because we don't work with Medicare, so it's fine.
Oh, that's what I have is Medicare. And I got the Missouri Health Net too.
That's what I need.
Okay, that one is 0542.
Okay.
4081.
Got it.
So the
And
other one, that's my, is that for my disability one?
I'm not sure that one what it is for. It's for different kind of services, like maybe for doctors
Oh,
or
could,
something. But we don't use that. We use only the Medicaid ID.
okay.
What's your date of birth?
It's 12/12/54.
Got it. And what's your first and last name?
Victoria Ibrahim, IBRAHIM.
HIM, got it. And what's your social security number?
495-60-3236.
Thank you so much. What's your address?
1128 Lindemeyer Lane. Apartment 28, Weston, Missouri, 64098.
64098.
Yes.
Is that in Platte County?
I'm in Platte County.
Platte County, yeah.
You're not too bright, are you? Right on the back.
I don't see your answer to come up. Is it Linda? Linda?
Oh, you
Mayor?
mean my address?
Yes.
It's Linda Meyer. LINDEMEYER. I guess you didn't
Lane.
know how to spell
Okay.
it.
Okay, it came up. Yes, it was wrong spelled.
Yeah, you didn't know how to spell that.
Okay, I just wanted to get the right address. So,
Okay.
do you have any specific requirements for an aide?
No, I walk okay. I don't need, every now and then I need a cane, and I don't need a wheelchair or a walker or anything like that. But not long ago, and my caregiver quit on me a week ago, but she found me on the floor. I don't know how I got there, but
Oh,
something happened, and she had to call an ambulance. So I
wow.
haven't been out too long. Yeah. And I have, I have cancer. And
Oh.
I had breast cancer, so I had a double mastectomy done.
Oh, wow. So how many hours were you approved for?
Well, I can have anywhere from 9 to 12 hours a week.
Right, but how much did Medicaid approve you? Do you know?
Oh,
Per week?
100%.
Now, how many hours
They
per
approve.
week, you know?
Oh, how many hours did they approve of?
Yes.
12.
12 hours a week? Got it.
But I
So
wouldn't
maybe
need 12. I could
do
even take
like that.
9.
We have actually a lot of caregivers in that area. So maybe do I transfer you to the state right now? You'll let them know that you want to come with deluxe home care. And once we receive the ref, like in the meantime, we're going to suit you a good 8. And once everything
Okay.
is set up, like once we receive the referral from your insurance, we're going to be able to start services.
Oh, okay. And see, I wished I had a washer and dryer in my apartment, but you have to go across to the laundromat, across the parking lot.
Okay, I'll put in the notes as well. Let me text you right now. Can I text you on this number?
Yes.
Okay, I'll text you our name and the contact number for Deluxe because they might need it. They'll ask you which home care agency you want to go with and what's the contact number for them. So I'm texting it to you right now. Let me know if you received it. So before I transfer you, I just want to make sure you got the information that you need.
Okay, let me see. It 314-501-2520?
Correct. And you see it says Deluxe Home Care, right?
And it says Deluxe Home
Deluxe
Care.
Home Care. Right. So let me see if the state is still open because I know they close early. If so, I'll transfer you
Okay.
right over. It may take a few moments, okay?
All right.
And just as I'm the transfer your home care services, give me a minute. I'll transfer you.
Thank you.
Hi, sir, for the wait. Okay, so actually, it came up like after being on the line with the state before transferring, it came up that they're very busy today. So maybe do I give, I'll text you their number, try calling them tomorrow morning, still in the early morning, so they'll just and just ask the transfer, okay?
Would it be the 314-501-2520?
Oh, I'm texting you right now the number. I'm texting it to you right now.
Okay, the phone number that I need to call
Yes,
tomorrow.
call them tomorrow morning. Or you can try it now again, but I know they close at 3 o'clock, I think. Just try again until, like, if you don't get in touch with them by tomorrow, just call me back and I'll try again.
So, here,
But
let me write
it
that.
never happens.
So,
It's like a rare thing that happens. So I think they'll answer right away.
314-501-2518.
2518. Do you have?
Okay, I have that.
That's my number.
501-2518, 314.
That's my number. Yes, I texted you 866-835-3505. Do you see that text?
Oh, okay. Okay, let me write that one. Okay. Oh, I'm old, so bear with
No
me.
problem. I'll text it again with like standing there at the state.
I got it. 866-835-3505.
Correct.
Is that it? So I need to call them.
Yes.
Okay. And I'll give them a call then tomorrow.
Perfect. Sounds good. If you need
All
anything,
right.
just reach out and I'll have a specialist assigned to your case to help you with anything you need. Okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you so
Have a
much.
wonderful day.
You have a blessed day.